Hey beautiful souls, welcome to Faith in Dharma Flow. Close your eyes for a moment, take a deep breath in, and let that exhale carry away any tension you might be holding on to. Today, we're diving into something profoundly powerful. Cultivating forgiveness and self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Forgiveness, isn't that letting someone off the hook? Or maybe self-compassion, that sounds a bit too indulgent. But hear me out. This isn't about condoning hurtful actions or becoming a pushover. It's about liberating ourselves from the shackles of resentment and pain, paving the way for true healing and growth. Imagine your mind as a garden. Over time, it can become cluttered with weeds of anger, bitterness, and self-criticism. These weeds choke out the beautiful flowers of joy, peace, and love that want to bloom within you. Forgiveness and self-compassion are like skilled gardeners, gently removing those harmful weeds and nurturing the growth of something truly nourishing. Holding on to grudges, whether against yourself or others, is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us far more than anyone else. When we refuse to forgive, we keep replaying the same painful scenarios in our minds, feeding the negativity and preventing us from moving forward. Similarly, when we're harsh on ourselves, we create a cycle of self-doubt and insecurity that hinders our ability to reach our full potential. It's like constantly judging yourself through a distorted lens. So how do we cultivate the space of forgiveness and compassion? It starts with recognizing the humanness in ourselves and others. We all make mistakes, we all stumble, we all have moments of weakness. Understanding this can help us approach situations with greater empathy and understanding, lessening the sting of perceived wrongdoings. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about choosing to release the grip that anger and resentment has on your heart and mind. It's about making a conscious decision to let go of the past and move forward with lightness and freedom. Self-compassion, on the other hand, is about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. When you stumble, instead of berating yourself, offer a gentle reminder that it's okay to make mistakes. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, then focus on learning from the experience and moving forward with grace. Here are a few practices you can integrate into your daily life to cultivate forgiveness and self-compassion. 1. The Forgiveness Journal. Take a moment each day to write down anything that's causing you pain or resentment. Then shift your focus to understanding the situation from different perspectives. Could there have been misunderstandings? Did someone act out of fear or insecurity? This exercise helps us see beyond our own hurt and cultivate empathy for others, even those who have wronged us. 2. The Self-Compassion Meditation. Find a quiet place, close your eyes, and bring to mind any area where you're being overly critical of yourself. Imagine that you're speaking to a dear friend in that situation. What words of comfort and encouragement would you offer? Now, gently repeat the same words to yourself. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and acceptance just as you are. 3. The Gratitude Walk. Take a walk outdoors and focus on noticing the beauty around you. The sunshine warming your skin, the birds singing in the trees, the gentle breeze rustling the leaves. As you experience these moments of simple joy, cultivate a sense of gratitude for all that is good in your life. This practice helps shift your attention away from negativity and fosters a more positive outlook. 4. The Loving-Kindness Visualization. Imagine sending waves of love and compassion out to yourself, then to loved ones, then to strangers, and finally to the world at large. Feel those warm, loving vibrations filling you with peace and connection. This visualization helps expand your capacity for kindness and cultivates a sense of unity with all beings. Take a few deep breaths now, allowing each inhale to fill you with calmness and each exhale to release any lingering tension. Visualize yourself surrounded by a radiant light of forgiveness and self-love. Feel it enveloping you, cleansing you, and empowering you. Know that you are worthy of love, happiness, and peace. And remember, every day is a fresh start. Today, choose to forgive, choose to be kind to yourself, and choose to live with an open heart. Go out there and radiate your beautiful light, my loves. And never forget, you are capable of anything you set your mind to.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.